There is a date certain for the University of West Florida football. We are going to play football in the fall of 2016.
That's Dr. Judy Bentz, president of the University of West Florida, announcing a timetable for the arrival of Division II NCAA football at the school.
We're going to be the only public institution that plays Division II football in the whole state of Florida. So we are going to have all of those players who didn't make it into Division I who will be potential recruits for the University of West Florida's Division II football team.
Ben says that fundraising will begin immediately for the construction of a practice field on the university campus and the hiring of a coach.
Got to have one probably the end of football season, December, January. We're going to use a private search firm, and we're looking for just the right coach who wants to make his mark.
Back in the spring of 2011, the university created a football feasibility committee to explore the possibility of creating a football program at the school, examining costs, funding possibilities, and other issues involved with creating the program. UWF Athletic Director David Scott says having a three-year timetable gives the university time to start up the program from scratch.
Hiring a coach, getting his staff, being able to go out to recruit, and then by coming on by fall 15, be able to have them a place to practice and having the equipment to do that. And then by fall 16, being prepared with uniforms and be able to play games. So, and the many things underneath each one of those to make it happen.
Scott sees the addition of football at UWF as a natural progression in the growth of the school.
The University of West Florida has a great reputation athletically. We have a great history, 7 national championships, 71 conference championships. Football just becomes another part in our overall sports program and sort of completes what we do.
The decision to stay in Division II athletics helped allay some fears from the faculty. Dr. Richard Huff is the president of the UWF Faculty Senate.
And the fact that we're going to be remaining in Division II, as with all of our other athletics, is also exciting as a prospect for success without the same types of pressures, both monetarily and the distraction for academics that some programs suffer through, and that were concerns of some people. This, we believe, actually, you know, allays those fears and sets us on a good path for just another successful part of the university.
Students at the school are both excited about the prospect of rooting for an Argos football squad and concerned about the costs.
When Dr. Bentz comes and talks about it to anything, students erupt in the room, and it's definitely something students are excited for.
Christopher Hill is the student body president at UWF.
Two of the main concerns that I hear from students is, why are we getting a football team, one? And two is, what is it going to cost us? And they don't want to pay any more for a football team because sometimes they don't feel like it's needed. But the whole goal for football is to really bring more of this athletic pride and get this Argo spirit going around campus.
The students pay an athletic fee. And part of that money, with our growing enrollment the past few years, we've been saving it up. Our athletic director, Dave Scott, has been saving it up for the possibility of football. And really, it's going to be paid for by a portion of the athletic fees that students already pay.
The startup costs for the football program will require fundraising from the private sector. The university has created a group called the Football Founders to develop the fundraising plan. Again, UWF President Dr. Judy Bentz.
We need a practice field, and that costs about $1.5 million. I know we need a training room and coaches facility, so we need that. That's what the Football Founders are going to raise money for first. Practice field on campus, training facility and office on campus. That's about $6.5 million or $5.5 million from the private sector.
So we know about when the first home game is going to be. The question now is, where?
We could play in Gulf Breeze, we could at high schools, we could play at high school stadiums in Pensacola, we could play at the Maritime Park. A lot of people are knocking on our doors now as this is beginning to come out. I think we'll have good choices. First couple of years, we'll probably play off campus. I want to wind up playing football on our campus, in our stadium, but that's third on the list of things we need. There are plenty of places to start.
The plan for that start is for the team to play a full season of practices and intra-squad scrimmages during the 2015 season, and for the kickoff of the inaugural season of UWF Argos football in the Gulf South Conference the next fall. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.